I talked to Declan Bourne and some people from the Dockworkers Preservation Society and John Walsh and a few more, just people who were down there looking around, and it brought back memories for them. And it was interesting. There was one man I talked to, used to be down there, paperwork and all that sort of carry on. But this is the second part of that interview. Enjoy it.
Can I ask you what your interest is here this morning at the exhibition?
Yes, I'm friends of the artist and his husband, but I used to come down the docks in about 1966, well, say 62 onwards, when R.A. Burke were shipping to Rotterdam, and I worked with the meat company. I used to bring down shipping papers every Friday evening. And we all had a great time on board.
So do you remember the ferry then down at the end of the Kitts Rogers?
I do. I remember companies called R.A. Burke, Dublin Maritime were also involved. And the ships alternated, the Matilda one week, the Fidale the next week. It was just great. It was very well organized. I remember seeing the dockers come out for a read where they would be called out, and it was cruel in some ways that maybe 30 men would turn up and five of them be offered work.
Mm-hmm. It depends on some of them were button men, as they call
them. That's right, yes.
Yeah. And so you remember all that and it was same part of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And when you come down, say, have you been down since in the course of the years?
Yes, I have. But I can't... It's beyond change, beyond recognition. Mm-hmm. On this side of the docks is incomprehensible. But I tell you, they were lovely people. They were marvellous, very friendly people. You could trust them with your life, really.
Mm-hmm. I remember it as well on the far side where the O2 is, and then in the Midlands across the way was all the railway for passenger goods and that.
Yes, that's where they loaded the meat from Grand Canal Street, which is not too far from here, mm-hmm. and from Leakslip, Irish Meat Packers and Leakslip. And they were loaded every Friday evening. And one evening, everybody, the tide went out, and everybody got so drunk they couldn't get off. So they had to use the hoist and put a belt on and lift us off.
So you got mixed up with the dockers in more ways than one.
More ways than one.
And because, I mean, the whole, this side of the Rogerson's Quay, was there was as many pubs as there were dockers, really, wasn't it?
Yes, there were. Yeah. But if... I found if the men thought you were genuine, they would do anything for you. But mind you, you wouldn't want to cross them. And if you got the wrong side of them, you could go home immediately, if you could get home.
So, as you say, it's unrecognisable. But looking at the film, does it bring back memories of some of the work?
Well, it does. I was looking at it there, and we're looking at the offloading there. We're just going out of that one and seeing the jobs that have disappeared. The containerisation has changed everything. And there were, when the coal boats would come in.
Yes, yeah.
It's on the pubs and towns in Townsend Street there. Unless you had a black face with coal smoke, you didn't go in there.
Yeah.
They were great.
So are you enjoying the exhibition?
I am, yes. It's great to see it.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm talking to Declan Bourne from the Dockworkers Preservation Society. Hello, Declan, how are you?
How are you, Cabel?
I believe you had a little bit of a hand in what's happening tonight.
That's it. When Maura first got involved, we helped her 110%. No, we gave interviews. And we could to help. We gave a dig out.
Okay. And are you happy with what you're seeing tonight?
That's fantastic. And the actual location where it is... I came just to have a nose.
Yeah, I suppose this also gives some credence and also gives some help to society as well and brings more prominence to it.
Well, that's it. Anything that can reflect on the history of the ducks, we're delighted with. So we're on a bit of a roll at the moment because we're just at the finishing a photo exhibition in St. Andrews Resource Centre. And the Lord Mayor came along, opened it and was 110% supportive. So it's fantastic to hear someone in the territory recognise that the history of the poet should be preserved.
I know, if there's any money coming from anywhere to help you. That's the main thing now, isn't it? Does it give you any money around? Promise you any funding? Even a promise.
A promise, yeah. He's promised to make the Mansion House available for our next exhibition.
Okay.
So that'll do for the time being.
And things are going well with everything that's...
That's it. Every day we get a new story, a new set of photographs. people coming forward, so it's an amazing journey for us.
Okay, well, the exhibition has been officially open, so I'll let you get to it. Thanks, Declan.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Now I'm talking to John Walsh, who's also from the Dockworkers Preservation Society. Hello, John, how are you?
How are you doing?
Now, Declan, rather quiet for a change, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's taken in what's happening around here. This is not our exhibition, so I think he just doesn't want to rock the boat. He's rather than just enjoy the occasion. It's a super occasion for Marta and a terrific exhibition.
Yeah, can I mention, I mean, obviously you must know buildings like this, and a lot of them along the docks, and they're wonderful buildings, yeah. Locked up for many, many, many years.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm interested in being here. We're trying to get our own form of a museum, and this is perfect. It's ideal for what we want. Too many of these buildings have been knocked down, just levelled. On this site, there were cranes from as far as you can see on the horizon up to almost the custom house. And there's not one crane left. Even in London, where the ground is twice or 10 times more expensive, they retained some of the cranes,
yes, yeah.
Even though they built the big rise buildings around them. So they kept some of their history, but we didn't. We levelled ours. And this is what's left of our history.
Is this the last building left?
Well, yeah, in the city.
Okay.
Because the rest has gone out to sea. It's actually on reclaimed land and it's getting further away.
Okay.
Now, the city needed to breathe, it needed to develop. But we shouldn't have just bulldozed everything. This is the last one and it's a landmark for us.
Well, I've just made a joking remark to someone, and looking at it, if this was in America, I imagine, this would be a luxury apartment for people with money, where it's situated right next to town on the quay, and it could be a whole host of apartments.
Exactly, yeah. I believe there is some plans for it, but you won't know that until it's actually done. It is a fantastic building. The amount of things you could do with this cleaned up is immense. A tourist attraction, and we need tourists. We need attractions. What it could be and what it's going to be, I'm not too sure.
Well, instead of the society having to travel around with your exhibitions, you could stabilise it here and have it in the one spot, yeah?
What if we had the money? Yeah, okay. I'd love that, yeah. It's something like this we need. We're in a situation where we need help from... more than just ourselves. We're a couple of guys trying to get a thing going to leave something for the city, the people of the city that worked on the docks. We've had a fantastic response, but we really need to go professional now, become a limited company, that type of thing, have people contribute to us, probably through our website. And we need partners, Dublin Port, SIP2, because four guys on their own just could not fund this thing.
Have you made any representations to any of these agencies?
We have, but I think we've been misunderstood. Dublin Port, in fairness to them, have said they're willing to come on board, provided SIP2 will.
Yeah, okay.
And whether or not SIP2 was going through a bad patch or not, I don't know, but...
Have you applied for any sort of government funding at all?
We are in the process of doing that, yeah. The art grants and stuff like that, you know. So, but with each one of those, you need to put on a project, and each project costs money. So we really need partners. I would hope that Dublin Port and SIP2 would say to us, look, we're taking you over. Because the four guys just wouldn't get it done the way it should be done. We're recognising now that it leads a little bit more expertise than what we have, and a lot more money.
Well, I mean, with Declan, but I think maybe the Lord Mayor could have a little word in the President's ear. He's quite for the arts as well. And
Any help at all? If the Lord Mayor certainly has come out in favour of what we're trying to do, and everywhere we go, where we hold an exhibition, whether it be Ringsend, Sheriff Street, North Wall, or the South Side, the last one was in St Andrews Resource Centre in Pier Street. Brilliant people, all have the same idea, but you really need to coordinate all this.
Okay.
It's a heritage thing, and it needs to be done. Professionally.
Okay, well, the response you've been getting, you were over at the Five Lamps there, I remember, when the initial stages of it, and you're getting a great response from everybody.
We are, but we find that the response that we're getting is from the older people of the area. Inside of 1 year, a couple of dozen of those people might go. Mm-hmm. And we've also been enacting with the youth of the area, in Sheriff Street in particular, through the North Strand Tech. What we're finding is some of those kids don't know that where they're living was a dock area. Mm-hmm. It's gone off her. So if those people, those older people die off, we have no interest left. Okay. And the project dies. I'm certainly not going to live forever. At the moment I'm 68 and holding. So you can understand where I'm coming from. A whole generation could die off inside of 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I hope, I mean, the success continues and you get the funding, but that something like this exhibition does help, though, doesn't it? And the interest that's shown tonight.
This is fantastic. Very professionally done. I'm kind of slightly jealous of it. When we do have our premises, which we will get it, I'm not going to die off until we get it, it will have this plus more.
Okay.
Plus more.
Maybe it has, again, a word of the Lord Mayor and get even half of this building. I mean, it's a massive, huge building to use as a stable exhibition hall for history's sake.
Well, I'd love that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, yeah.